I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, August 24th. A driver had to be rescued from their car after it got stuck in a flooded area of a Quincy street last night. Police say the Mercedes became stranded in a flooded-out section of Vernon and Robert Streets near Center Street in West Quincy at about 11:30 last night. The unidentified driver was safely rescued from the car, which was towed from the scene after the floodwaters receded. Areas of Water Street were also flooded during the heavy rainfall last night caused by Tropical Storm Henri. The future of the former Beachcomber nightclub location on Quincy Shore Drive will be discussed during a neighborhood meeting tonight. Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan is hosting that meeting at that site at 6:30 p.m. The city purchased the property for $2.25 million last year and wants to create a passive park with seating, walking trails, and landscaping at the location. A tribute to the former Beachcomber is also planned, along with some stormwater retention. $850,000 was also approved to design the park. Phelan will also provide an update on the improvements to the nearby Strand pumping station. Quincy has a new Welcome Center. Beginning today, the new City of Quincy Welcome Center is open in the Monroe Building on Hancock Street at the Hancock Adams Common. The city is purchasing the building with the hopes of one day using it as a new home for Quincy College. The new Welcome Center will introduce visitors to tours, events, history, and culture, and also has information about places to stay, shop, and dine in Quincy. Quincy Tourism Director Dagny Ashley says the center will offer pamphlets, brochures, and guides, as well as a digital board with touch screen, providing an interactive visitor information experience. The center also has two 60-inch digital screens to display events, specials, videos, and more. The new Welcome Center will be open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with plans to open on weekends and during special events in the future. Mayor Thomas Koch says as Quincy looks forward to celebrating its 400th anniversary of settlement in 2025, the Welcome Center will enhance visitors' experiences of Quincy history. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo anticipates six new voting precincts for next year's state elections. Crispo says the increase in population based on last year's federal census will require those new voting places. Public hearings about the new polling places will be held before the new locations are determined. Jimmy Hayes of Milton, who won a national hockey championship at Boston College and played seven seasons in the NHL, has died. He was 31. A law enforcement official said medics yesterday were called to the Hayes home where he was pronounced dead. No other details were disclosed. Hayes, a 6'5" right wing, was drafted in the second round in 2008 by the Toronto Maple Leafs. 2 years later, he helped Boston College to its second straight national title, totaling 13 goals and 22 assists in 42 games as a sophomore. He made his NHL debut in December 2011 after a trade to the Chicago Blackhawks. Boston College said on Twitter that it is heartbroken over the death. Younger brother Kevin Hayes is a center for the Philadelphia Flyers. Jimmy Hayes played 334 games in the NHL and had 54 goals and 55 assists. He also played for the Florida Panthers, Boston Bruins, and New Jersey Devils. He last played professionally in 2019 and had been a co-host of a podcast called Missing Curfew. Hayes was born in Dorchester. In addition to his wife and children, he is survived by four siblings and his parents. Well, rain or shine, Paul Venito of Braintree is on his way to New York City pushing an airline beverage cart in honor of the flight crews who died on 9/11, many of whom he knew personally. The former United Airlines flight attendant had a scheduled day off on September 11, 2001, and could only watch helplessly with the rest of the world in disbelief on that day 20 years ago. For that, he wants to make sure that they are remembered as heroes through Polly's push, with images of the flight numbers displayed on his cart. Paul has been offered support by Boston Marathon race director Dave McGilvery. Paul left Logan Airport on Saturday and has his trip mapped out, so if everything goes according to plan, 220 miles later, he'll reach ground zero by September 11th. The Board of Elementary and Secondary Education will hold a special meeting today to vote on whether the state's education commissioner can have the authority to mandate masks for all public K through 12 students and staff. Education Commissioner Jeffrey Riley said last week that he wants a mandate in place through October 1st to ensure schools fully reopen safely and to provide time for more students and educators to get vaccinated. After October 1st, middle and high schools would be allowed to lift the mask mandate for vaccinated students and staff only if the school meets a certain vaccination criteria. At least 80% of students and staff in a school building are vaccinated. Unvaccinated students and staff would still have to wear masks. The mask mandate will only apply indoors and to children 5 and older. And there would be exceptions for students who can't wear a mask due to medical conditions or behavioral needs. Board of Education meeting is scheduled for 10 a.m. Governor Baker did the right thing by requiring vaccines for state employees and proposing a statewide mask mandate for students and teachers in K through 12 schools until COVID-19 vaccination rates increase among eligible students. That's according to Attorney General Mara Healey. Healey said she took a similar step in the AG's office by also requiring vaccines. Healey made the comments as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave full approval to the Pfizer vaccine. Healey, a Democrat, also praised Baker, a Republican, for seeking a statewide mask mandate in the schools. Education Commissioner Jeff Riley said he will ask the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education this week to grant him authority to require masks in public schools through October 1st. Now, the first cruise ship from Boston since the pandemic began finally departed yesterday. The Crystal Symphony was scheduled to depart for Bermuda on Sunday afternoon, but was delayed because of Tropical Storm Henri. The crew has been busy preparing the ship for guests for the first time since 2019. Amenities like fine dining and entertainment will look the same, according to cruise director Russ Thomas Grieve, who explains you can find Broadway-style shows, find piano players, and you can find magicians and violinists. Safety precautions will be the biggest change for the 200 guests and 460 crew members, all in the hopes that it's smooth sailing aboard the first cruise ship to leave from Boston since the industry pause. The cruise will return to Boston next Sunday. Sunday's cruise will kick off a series of 4-week-long trips to Bermuda, all departing round-trip from Flynn Cruise Port Boston in the seaport. Following the Boston trips, the Crystal Symphony will make 9 trips from New York's Manhattan Cruise Terminal starting on September 24th. Are gas prices on the way down? The average price per gallon in Massachusetts dropped a penny from last week, and AAA says relief may be coming soon. The average gas price in the state is now $3.04 per gallon, 12 cents lower than the national average, which also dropped slightly. AAA Northeast's Mary McGuire said crude oil prices saw not only a dramatic drop on the week, but the price per barrel is at the cheapest in 3 months. She says if the downward trend continues and less expensive prices are sustained, Americans can expect to see relief at the pump in the near future. Gas prices in Massachusetts are 2 cents higher than a month ago and 92 cents higher than 1 year ago. Jack of Business News this morning, green arrows on Wall Street. The Dow is up 215 points. The NASDAQ rose 227. The S&P was up 37. Asian stocks were also higher. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $66 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Rangers at Fenway 8-4 yesterday. Series continues tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, turning partly cloudy, warm and humid with a high of 86 degrees. For tonight, hazy, a low 70. Hazy, hot and humid. Tomorrow, high of 92. Thursday, sunny, hot and humid, high 93. And Friday, still quite warm. Hazy skies and a high around 90. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Light northeasterly winds at a high tide at 1:34 this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:01, sets at 7:30. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, August 24th.